Ghost moved on that man.
Yes.
Look, you know how many times I've told people about Jesus and they just grin? This, the Holy Ghost moved on him. Now, he didn't get saved, but that is a seed.
One plant, one
of them. When the Holy Ghost moves.
Amen.
When the Holy Ghost moves, man, that's a seed.
Amen.
It doesn't matter, just like Felix. The knees shook under what Paul was saying. But it didn't say he got saved. Okay? But see, that is what I'm after. I'm after that because I know a lot of things. But that's not the... Look, doctrine doesn't mean anything. Am I right?
You're right.
If you're not out practicing, if everything in your life is not out leading up to lift up the saints and to bring people to Christ, then what good is it?
Amen.
It's what Paul was trying to tell them.
Amen.
What good is it? Mm-hmm. You can learn all the doctrine. You can learn this book. I had a teacher one time tell me, well, he used to preach this. His name was Brother Dale Hosey. Doctrine, man, you talk about doctrine, this man can teach college. Okay, he is so brilliant. I mean, it's just unbelievable how brilliant he is. But he said, you can take his book right here. Actually, he used an analogy. Say a man came and he started a business, a chair-making business, okay, or any business, doesn't matter what it is, gave the people a manual, hired the people to build the chairs, and told them, I'm coming back in a few years, I want to see your progress, okay? He comes back after a few years, and they take the book, okay, and they say, man, we have it. It's all written up. They got markers all in it. Boy, we have taken this book, and man, we know it. But yet they ain't a chair built.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo!
There ain't a chair built.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Think about that. What is this for if we're not out doing something with it?
Exactly.
Amen.
And that means not just for a preacher or an apostle or an evangelist or whatever.
But the body.
It's for the body of Jesus.
Amen.
We're Him.
Yes, amen.
We're Him.
Yes.
We're not becoming. We are now.
Yes.
Yesterday's dead. Yes. Today, I'm born again.
There you go.
This book, because it was written for my King and about my King, and since I am in my King, this book is about Nick Tittle.
That's exactly
I actually
right.
wasn't even going to say none of this right here. I was going to take you to 2 Peter chapter 3, but God actually has something else.
You're led by the Spirit.
I've told the Lord, please let me do that, because I don't want doctrine. We got doctrine. I can tell you, I like doctrine now. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I study it. But we got to have more than doctrine. We got to have the physical manifestation of His glory.
Woo!
And I'll tell you something. You know how we get it? I am sealed with the law of the Spirit of life.
In Christ Jesus.
And because of that, the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the
Amen.
Dead, right now, in me, right now, right now, man, just I feel it. Don't you feel it?
Yes.
It's raising my physical body, not just my spiritual body. My physical. It's
your,
raising me
your
right now.
Life is life
I feel.
Body. That's why you feel it. You live inside out. Thank you, Jesus.
I love Jesus now.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. He has woke up me. And now I'm not just in revival. I'm not just in revival because revivals will die. I know I got that book that thick on revivals for 500 years. Okay? All over the world. But they always die. But Jesus and His Word never does.
Amen.
And that's where we're heading, man. I'm telling you.
Yes,
I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yes.
This Word is me.
Yes, it is.
It's made, written personally for me. Mm-hmm. Just like Jesus loves me personally. Mm-hmm. Not just loves us all. Personally,
yes,
Nick Tittle.
Yes.
I realize that now.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yep. You see, I didn't grow up like a lot of people, man. I grew up in a terrible situation. Extremely terrible. And it messed me up for years. But now, I know there's therefore no condemnation of those in Christ Jesus. I know that. Why? Because I'm sealed with the law of the Spirit of life.
Yes.
I know that that Spirit raised me up from the dead. And I don't think about none of that stuff and where it's gone.
Amen.
And now the strong and vain imaginations, I can cast them down. See?
Yes.
That's good.
Everything that's alive grows and reproduces.
Everything.
The word is alive in you. You will reproduce
Amen.
More Christians.
Amen. Come on, girl.
Woo, good.
Amen.
Good.
And
Amen.
That should be our inside.
Yes.
Inside. We need this, man. I'm telling you. You want to get a church to grow? Take what we know right here out there.
Amen.
And tell everybody. I mean it. You know, I mean it. I don't know what God's directed me in this right here, but there's something fixing to blow up.
Amen.
So, man, and I want to tell you something else, too. I was on fire at one time for Jesus. Okay? I was a minister of the gospel, associate pastor one time. I was on TV 6 different times. And I had all these big-time people coming after me. I don't know why. I never did nothing to them. Nothing. And I messed up. Sure did. Not going to lie, I did. Okay? Then I allowed work to get me and stuff. Still told everybody about Jesus. The anointing was gone, though. Sure was. It was gone. I still told everybody about Jesus. Doesn't matter. Down in Gulf Shores, you go down there and ask any of them down there in Gulf Shores, they'll tell you, yep, that's all you ever talk about. And I worked 100-something hours a week. Okay? But, let me tell you, God brought me to this church the very first day I knew. The very first day I knew that this church was mine.
Amen.
I knew when I was sitting there listening to the pastor.
Amen.
Okay? I knew the very first day. And I've been to a lot of churches. I've never had that happen. And none of the churches. Okay? Mm-hmm. Same thing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because God is preparing us
yes.
right now. Okay? To win souls.
Yes.
For his kingdom.
Yes, amen.
Kingdom is right now with me, and when I go out of here, it's coming with me.
That's
right.
Yes.
And I'm going to win souls for the King of Kings and Lord of Ooh. Lords. I don't know how God's going to do it. I don't.
It's not up to you.
And no firefighter, no big-time firefighter is going to come and quench this boy again.
Never, 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 never.
The spirit of religion hates the spirit.
Yes, ma'am. Come on, preach that. That will preach all day long. Let me tell you something, but you got to have more than just the fire. You got to have the anointing with it.
Yes, amen.
If you don't have the anointing with the fire will burn out. The oil is what keeps the fire going.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's where the word comes in.
Amen.
The prayers.
Come on.
Spirit
yes, ma'am.
Assembling together in one body together.
Yes, ma'am.
It's just all amazing.
What's the first thought that comes into your mind in the morning when you wake up?
Yes, that's
I'm going to be honest with you. For the past year, it's been Jesus. I've been wanting Jesus, and the courts of heaven started it. It started this thing. All in heaven, you do realize it's a court.
Yes.
It's a courtroom. Okay? And Satan is always there trying to get you convicted of something. Okay? But we got an advocate.
Oh,
who's
glory.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And all we got to do is rely on him. All the handwriting, anybody say anything against you, all the handwriting of ordinances is nailed to the cross.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
Blood of Jesus.
We just got to take authority over it and say, Lord, this is nailed to the cross in Jesus' name. We can move forward.
Yes, amen.
But I mean what I'm saying right here. Something fixing to happen.
Oh, I agree.
And I'm ready.
Woo,
I am ready.
Amen.
Keep following the revelation, brother.
Yes.
You're on it.
Yes,
I mean
is.
I see it all the time. Love
yes,
y'all.
God, we love you. Love you.
Amen. Can I do my science nerd thing? When people that live at sea level go to the highest point on the mountains, like above the snake line, we are acclimated to breathe oxygen-rich atmosphere.
Right.
When you get up that high, oxygen is very sparse. But do you know if you stay up there long enough, and this is, you can look it up, that your DNA will change itself. Your double helix will cut out that gene, that little part of your gene that says he breathes air at sea level, and will change, cut that gene out, reconnect itself so that you can then breathe thin air. So how much more if God has designed our bodies to change itself,
amen,
to acclimate, light eyes change to acclimate to very cold, very small light areas. Uh-huh. That's why the Icelandic people, the Swedes, a lot of them have light blue eyes. If our bodies will change, how much more our spirits will change,
amen,
if we feed it on the Word.
Just not just what you're saying right there about high altitudes. Your mentality will literally change your DNA. If you got bitterness in your heart, it will change your DNA and then make you sick.
Yes.
It literally does.
Yes. It
and that's a physical
right.
fact.
Yes,
and
does.
If you have joy in your heart, kind of like Kenneth Copeland. Have you ever noticed how young, he's 82 years old. He looks like he's 55.
Yeah.
But he's got so much joy.
Yes.
I am the joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I am now.
Amen.
And I'm going to be like that.
Bitter, mean people do age very quickly.
Amen, they do. Because it messes their DNA up.
Yes, it does.
We're not designed for that.
No.
We're designed for God's pleasure.
Yes.
So let's please Him.
Amen.
Praise God.
It's really good.
Amen.
Yes. This Sunday is Student Sunday.
Yeah.
The students are speaking.
This is good.
We're giving them voice. And y'all have done just a remarkable job. I mean, I have just enjoyed all of y'all from the beginning of Mary to the end of Nick and Candace. That was good. All was good. We're going to give it back into the hand of Brother David to close us out because it's closing out time.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Miss Teresa. We're glad to have you in here. Would you
Amen.
Want to share a brief testimony, maybe how long you've been born again or when you got saved?
Right now.
Okay.
You just enjoy it.
You look so familiar.
Well, she lives in Graysville behind the shopping center.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've seen her. I live in Adams.
Okay.
Well, we're going to pray. Father, today we thank you for the testimony of the saints. Lord, you put a good word in all of us hearts, and that good word has spoken to our hearts. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you that we're all blessed. We're all enriched by your word, your love. We see how great it is. We see how great you are and the great things you've done and the great plans you have for us in the future. And Lord, again, let us all grow up in your love, Lord, that we'll better represent you and just like Nick was saying, go get them lost folks. That's what it's all about. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Y'all know next Sunday I won't be here. I will not be here next Sunday.
But we'll have teachers.
She's celebrating her 30th birthday.
Amen. Go celebrate it out, girl.
I'm 66.
What? Celebrate it out?
Amen.
Make like you're 30.
Miss Teresa, so good. When I turn, can I have a hug? Can you come over and
yes, ma'am. I'd love
give
you
me a hug. When I turned 63, I said I was dyslexic, so I was 36.
There you go, girl.